The Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day
comes from Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sin?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. Most of us are, not all of us, are very familiar with this particular scene in the life and ministry of Jesus. It's been powerfully portrayed in various movies and things over the years. And oftentimes the focus is put on either the scribes who were hard of heart, harboring these things in their hearts, or perhaps on the friends, as well as, of course, on the paralytic himself, although he normally gets the least attention in terms of the event. And I think we can learn something from both the friends and the paralytic, and even the scribes. So obviously, if we see the paralytic as one who is struggling in some way, struggling, for example, with an habitual sin, and on his own, even though he may want to overcome it, cannot do so or is struggling to do so, it is then incumbent upon those who care about him, those who are concerned with him, to do what they can to assist. And I think that's a good lesson for us, that oftentimes, while obviously we understand the power of the sacrament of penance for an individual, there's also a corporate reality to that sacrament, that when we sin, when we turn away from God in some serious way, we've actually ruptured not only our relationship with God, but the relationship with the community. And even though confession takes place in an individual way, that reality does not disappear because of that. And so we all have a responsibility to a certain degree for our brothers and sisters. And we have that responsibility because when part of the body, even a small piece, is diseased or sick in some way, that it affects the rest of the body. Right? I hope that makes sense. So the task that we have then is to really be conscious that we have a role to play in the spiritual well-being of those around us, especially those whom we know may be struggling with something that they just need help with. They can't overcome themselves. And we see that certainly in the area of addictions. Oftentimes those who are struggling with various addictions, they can't do it by themselves. They need maybe some counseling, they need confession, but they also might need the help of a group, a 12-step group, for example. And again, it's an understanding that we are communitarian people. We're people who do better when we're in community, and that's why even the pandemic has been so hard, because it's separated communities. It's kept us away from one another. It's made us anonymous to one another, and it inhibits or prohibits our ability to truly reach out and build community and help those in need in a real tangible way. So I think, you know, we see this and we see the dedication of the friends. It's because of their faith that the paralytic was forgiven. And it is in order to show the scribes that the Son of Man has authority that the paralytic was healed. Obviously, we can all fall into the kind of the box, if you will, of the scribes and doubt. You know, doubt that we can have any impact in the life of someone else, or doubt that, you know, someone's struggles has to be a concern of anybody else. But again, that contradicts what we see in the gospel. It contradicts the way the Lord lived his life and ministry, and it contradicts the way he calls us now to live our faith, to be concerned. So the question that is posed in Scripture in Genesis, am I my brother's keeper? Well, yes, we are. Obviously, with proper distinctions and boundaries, but we all have a responsibility, especially for those we care about. And with God's help, we can be an instrument of peace, of healing, and of change.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day
with Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville on Carolina Catholic Radio, AM 1270 Charlotte, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.